And now your take on our program. Listener Charles Kelly of University Heights, Ohio, wrote in last night about a literary reference I made while introducing author Michael Perry. Mr. Kelly wrote, "It must have been quite a moment in 1940 when Thomas Wolfe said, 'You can't go home again,' given the fact that he died in 1938. Perhaps you meant this phrase was used as the title of his novel published posthumously in 1940. Oops, Mr. Kelly is right. I should have phrased it that way." Listener Jody Tidwell wrote in after hearing Greg Allen's story about the public outcry over adult businesses along the nation's highways. She wrote, "For the life of me, I cannot understand the uproar to keep these businesses out of the community when the most that people of moral character have to do is don't cross the threshold of the business." During our broadcast last week, listener Bob Bailey of Oregon City, Oregon, had a driveway moment. He wrote, "I was in my driveway washing the car when I heard your piece on painter Daniel Robinson and his works on the falls of the Willamette River and the paper mills at Oregon City and West Lynn. I just about dropped the hose, because I live right above the falls, and turned around so I could see the buildings he was talking about. I have often reflected on the powerful drama of this scene, which at first glance is not exactly aesthetic." Mr. Bailey says he can't wait to see Daniel Robinson's paintings. We can't wait to hear from you, so please send your comments to watc@npr.org. Don't forget to include your phone number and tell us how to pronounce your name.